Yaraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Yud Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Amud Aleph 10 lines from the top by the word Safta. So the Gemara is darshaning the bnei, about the descendants of Nayach, and so we're discussing now the children of Cush. So says the Gemara, Safta v'rama v'saftacho, they were children of Cush, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Sakistan gav yaso v'sakistan bar yaso, that Safta and Safkos and Saftacha were two cities, one surrounding the other, and there were mountains in between, bein chado l'chado mea parsi, and between each one was 1,000 parsois, v'keifa alpha parsi, and the circumference of the outer one was 1,000 parsais. It says that Nimrod ruled over these cities. Bavel, Kemishma. Bavel is referring to a city called Bavel. Erech, Zai, Richos. Vakad, Ze, Bashkar. Kalne, Ze, Neifer, Ninfi. Those are the names of the cities. And then the pasuk says, Mina Aretz, Ahi, Yatza, Ashur. Like the Ramban Al Tayr says, and it means that Nimrod went to Ashur. Tan Rabbi Yosef, Ashur is a Silek. Ashur is the name of a city called Silek. Va'even as Ninveh v'Shechay v'Sir v'Skalach, he built these cities. Ninveh k'mishmai, Rechay v'Sir zuparas demishan. It's referring to the city of Paras demishan, and Kalach zuparas de Borsev. Those are the names of the cities that he built. V'Sresen bein Ninveh bein Kalach Yair Hagadaylo. And the pasuk says that he also built Resen between Ninveh and Kalach, and it is the big city. Resen zak. Tisfain is referring to the city of Aktisfain. And here Yeragadaila says the Gemara, in Yadeim, Ninveh Yeragadaila, Imrasan Yeragadaila. I don't know how to read the pasuk if it means to say that Ninveh is the big city or that Rasan is the big city. Kishu Aimer, Ninveh, Haisi, Yeragadaila, Lukim, Alek, Shoshas Yamim, Have Yamer Ninveh here, Yeragadaila. So you see that Ninveh is referred to as the Yeragadaila, so it must be that's what the pasuk is referring to. When it says it's the Yeragadaila, it's referring to Ninveh. V'sham Achiman sheyishavet Tama Yilidi Hanak Tana. We learned Achiman Miyumin Shabachem. Achiman was called Achiman because he was the strongest of the brothers. Sheishai Shemesim Es Arts Kemashchisais. Sheishai was called Sheishai because when he would walk, he was so big that he would make he would destroy the world. He would destroy the ground when he would walk there. He would make big ditches. Talmei Shemesim Es Arts Tlamim Tlamim. He was called Talmei because when he would walk, he would make I guess he dragged his feet in the way that he made like furrows in the ground when he walked. The Gemara continues, we could take out the words Davar Acher. Achiman bana Anas. Achiman built Anas. Sheshe bana Alush. And Tamai bana Talbush. He built Talbush. Yelidi Hanak. Shemanika Nachamim b'koy Masan. It says that they were Yelidi Hanak. It means that they were so tall that it looked like their head was like going through the sky and the sun had the appearance of like a necklace on their necks. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Am Rabbi. Rabbi said, Asi the Roy Mishatipo b'yad Paras. In the future, the Romans are going to fall to the Persians. Shenema is the Pasuk. Says Achin Shimuatz Hashem, listen to the eitz of Hashem Asher Yatz El Edoim Umachshvoisav Asher Chashav El Yoshvei Teiman. Yoshvei Teiman also is referring to Edoim. So listen to what Hashem prophesied, what Hashem said about Edoim, that Imlo Yischavum Tziri Hatzoyin Imlo Yasim Aleim Nivehem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the Tziri Hatzoyin destroy them. The Tziri Hatzoyin is referring to the Parsiim, the Persians. Maskefa Rabba Bar Ula, my Mashma Dai Tziri Hatzoyin Parasu. He asked him, how do you know that Tziri Hatzoyin is referring to Paras? Who says Tziri Hatzoyin is referring to the Persians? It says that the Romans are going to fall to the Tziri Hatzoyin. But who says that Tziri Hatzoyin are Persians? It says the Gemara Dechsu, because the Pasuk says, Ha'ayol Shiri Isa Balakrinayim Malchim Madayu Paras. So the Pasuk says that the Ayol is Paras. The Ayol is the Persians. And Ayol is a type of Tzoyin. Rams are a type of Tzoyin. So you see that the Persians are considered Tzoyin. So therefore, when the pasuk says that the Romans are going to fall to the Tziri Hatzoyin, it's referring to the Persians. Well, in fact, the Gemara ve'ema Yavon, but maybe it's referring to Yavon. Yavon's also referred to as Tzoyin. The pasuk says Vatzfir Hasseir Melch Yavon. Yavon is referred to as a goat, as a sayer, and Tzoyin includes Tzirim and Kvasim. So who says it's referring to the Isle of Paras? Maybe it's referring to the sayer of Yavon. It's referring to Yavon, who's compared to goats. So maybe it means that the Romans are going to fall to the Yavanim. So says the Gemara, Kisalak Rav Chaviva Bar Surmake. So when Rav Chaviva Bar Surmake went to Eretz Yisrael, so Amar Kamei Dehu Mirabanan, he said this Kasha to one of the Rabbanim there in Eretz Yisrael, that maybe it's referring to Yavan. How did Rabbi know to say that the Romans are going to fall to the Parsiyim? Maybe they're going to fall to the Yavanim. And Amar Lein, the Rav said back to him, Mandel Yadu Prushi Krai. A person doesn't know how to read Psukim. Maisiv Tiftel Rabbi is going to ask us a kasha on Rabbi. It's Pasha. Look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tziri Atzain. My Tziri Atzain. Why are they called the young Tzain? Why doesn't it say that the Romans are going to fall to the Tzain? Why does it say they're going to fall? Why does it say that they're going to fall to the young Tzain? It must be Zutra Dachui, that they're going to fall to the younger of the brothers. And the Tani Rav Yosef, Tiraz Eparas, who's the youngest brother of Yefes. Yavan was relatively older. The youngest was Tiras, and Rabbi Yosef said that Tiras is Paras. So therefore, when the Pasuk says that the Romans are going to fall to the Tziri Atzain, so we say it's referring to the younger brother, referring to Paras. It's referring to Tiras, is where the Parsiim come from. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanon, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Loi, Asida Rai Mishetiba Biad Paras. So he also said that the Romans in the future are going to fall to the Parsiim. However, instead of learning it out from a Pasuk, he learned it out from a Kav V'Chaymer. Uma Mikdash Rishon Shebanuhu Bnei Shem Vechrivuhu Kasdiim Nafu Kasdiim Biad Parsiim. If the first base of Mikdash was built by Shem and it was destroyed by the Kasdiim, by Bavel, and the Kasdiim fell into the hands of the Parsiim, meaning the Parsiim had a zchus that they were able to take over the ones who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. So Mikdash Sheni Shebanu Parsiim, that they are the ones who even built it. Vechrivuhu Ramiim, and then the Ramiim came and the Romans came and destroyed it. So Enodin Sheapilu Ramiim Biat Parsiim, and surely the Persians should have the zchus of taking over Rome. They had the zchus of taking over the Kasdiim who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, even though the Persians had nothing to do with the first Beis HaMikdash. So the second Beis HaMikdash were there, the ones who built it, all the more so, Kal v'chomer, that they'll be the ones zeicha to take over the Romans. Amar Rav, however, Rav is chaylik, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, I see the parashat will be at Raimi. It's going to be the opposite. That the Persians are going to fall to the Romans. Amrulay, Rav Kanav, Rav Asi, Rav, they asked Rav, Banuye Biat Sturi, what those that built the Beis HaMikdash, the Persians, they're going to fall to the hands of those that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to fall to the Romans. Why would Hashem do such a thing? So Amar Lehu, he said to them, and yet, that's exactly what's going to happen in Xeris Malachi. That's Hashem's decree. We don't have to come up with reasons. Where he get the some say that Amar Luhu, this is what he said to them, Enunami Harkasasir Bekanishta, that the reason why the Persians won't have this chus that they built the second base of Mikdash, that's not going to do it for them, is because they also destroy shul. So that sort of negates their chus of that which they built the base of Mikdash. Taninam, or at least allowed for the base of Mikdash to be built. Taninami Hachi Asida Parashatibo Biad Raimi, that the Persians are going to fall to the Romans, like Rav just said. Chada, first of all, the Sasir Bekanishta. First of all, because they destroy shuls. Va'id, and further, more because Gzeris Melechu. That's the Gzera of Hashem. Shepilu Bainim Biatz Yisrael, that the builders of the second base of Mikdash are going to fall into the hands of those who destroyed it. Damar Rav Yudam Rav. Rav Yudam said the name of Rav that the Romans are going to be the ones who have the upper hand before Mashiach comes. That it says Ein Bein David Ba. It says the Mashiach is not going to come. Ache Tifshin Malchus Raimi Arisha B'chol Olam Kulai Tisha Chadashim, until the Romans rule over the world for 9 months. Never, as the Pasuk says, that Hashem is going to give over the Yidden into the hands of the Romans, and like for the amount of time it takes for a lady to give birth, meaning for 9 months. The Yasser Ach of Yeshuvin al Bnei Yisrael, and then Mashiach will come and join with Klal Yisrael.